Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looked at the calendar lately? Winter's coming. But you won't mind driving a well-equipped, all-wheel drive and all-new for 2019 Honda Pilot. They're pretty awesome. And we've been stocking up. Browse our selection at HondaNorth.net and pick out the Pilot you want today at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. It's local music here tonight, not only at 97.7 FM, but online, 977rocks.com, where the show is also on demand for future playback. You can pick up a lot of the shows in archive, and we're excited to have you on board tonight. I'm Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess, Shady Lady Productions here. Here we are in December, Utah.
December, barreling towards Christmas, which of course means what?
We need your Christmas
yes,
tunes.
Absolutely.
And people have been responding. They're trickling in slowly but surely, but we can use a lot more because we fill up an hour. And now that we're back into the studio, we appreciate everybody tuning in Sunday night last week to join us for our little Thanksgiving post-bash. And yes, circus that it becomes that night.
I love it.
Yeah, but we're excited to have you back tonight. And yeah, don't forget, Christmas music, we need it. And we need it fast because here we are, December 2nd. Guess what, folks? Our Christmas special is coming up 3 weeks from tonight. It is December 23rd, so that means you need to get us your Christmas material literally within the next week here. Get it to us either at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, drop it off at our studios, 252 Pillow Street here in Butler, or hook up with myself or Utah out and about, hand us a CD, or just get us the information on where we can get it, and a little background of yourself, too. And it can be an original Christmas song, or it can be a cover, whatever.
Yep, and if you need to record that song,
to our sponsor we go. And the first segment sponsor tonight is Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. They would even be able to, if you get hooked up on this week, you could probably get one recorded in time to get to us for that show later this month. Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Speaking of recording, well, we're going to visit with special guest Larry Demas tonight, but we have somebody on the phone waiting to check in. And speaking of recording, this is a guy we have had on before and said can't wait to hear him record this stuff, and guess what, he did.
Yep.
We're talking Justin Wade and the Justin Wade Band, and I think he has some excitement, some insight to talk about here tonight as we are going to premiere one of his songs that you've heard before him do live, but he has recorded a couple of songs, and we've been anxious for this. I think a story to tell, we had talked about maybe a year ago, we got to get that thing on hard copy, and Justin has done that, and he has a couple of songs now. He's done live in the studio, joins us on the phone. Justin Wade, how are you?
Morning, fellas. I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. So give us a little update. Last time we talked actually was one of the Rock Done Right tour stops. You were out at the Beacon Hotel, but before that was Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival that you made your debut at for us this year. What have you been doing in the meantime, obviously heading into the studio?
Yeah, we've been recording actually with our good buddy Al Torrance down in New Brighton there. We got two new songs, Story to Tell, and looking to debut Woman here.
Fantastic. Now, had you been recording? I know you'd been doing a lot of your music with Bobby Thompson helping you out. Was Bobby in the studio with you as well, or did you have other musicians that came in?
Yes, Bobby was in the studio with me.
That's great.
Yep, all the guys that for the new project. I know we talked before about me putting a band together. Well, we finally got a five piece together, and we've been recording and practicing and getting ready for our first show. Actually, here at Peter B's, the Southern Fried Rock Show on January 26th.
Oh, yep. Very happy to have them on the bill this year. They're going to be joining Dinner Bell Road, of course, Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, and
go
Mickey and the
year.
Snake Oil Boys.
Yeah, Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. So tell us, Justin, who's going to be playing with you in the band?
It will be Bobby Thompson on lead, Rob Sinchak on bass, James Beswick is our drummer, and Rich Mannion is on keys.
Oh, great. So you're going to have a nice five-piece setup. And are you writing new material, or have you had some stuff in the archives that you've been itching to play with a band?
We're writing some new stuff for sure, always. But we're going to definitely be bringing out some archive stuff, most definitely. We got a whole list of actually our last EP that we just uploaded to CD Baby and everything. It was a 5-song EP. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some songs off of that, and definitely Story to Tell and Woman, and doing those for sure.
Oh, that's great stuff. Well, I told you that every time that I've heard Story to Tell, I was anxious for you to get that one recorded for sure, because we wanted to get that into rotation on 97.7. I felt it was a very, very strong song. So as folks turn their attention to 2019, I would hope everybody keeps their ear to the radio, because Justin Wade has a story to tell. But there's also another story you're telling, and that's the song Woman, and you actually did a video for this too.
I did. We just released a lyric video and put it on our Facebook page and uploaded it to YouTube now. So if you're looking for that, you can just search Justin Wade Band on Facebook or YouTube, and it should come up.
Fantastic. And a great story regarding that song as well. So, well, let's play it here tonight and premiere the new song from Justin Wade that has been officially recorded now, Woman. Give us a little background of the song. What inspired this song, Justin?
My wife did, to be honest with you. It's a crazy story how it happened. We actually dated back in high school at about 14 and for a little while. And then we kind of both went our separate ways for like 20 years. She went and did her thing, and I did my thing. We hadn't talked, and then we ran into each other on social media and ended up getting together. And 4 years later here now, we're married. And I just thought it was a perfect tribute, you know, for my wife and, you know, just our basic story. How we met and, you know.
Reconnected.
How long it's been. Yeah, how we reconnected and everything. And it turned out to be a beautiful thing, man, all the way around.
That's awesome, Justin. Well, we wish you the best of luck in the new year with the Justin Wade Band. And now that you've got that together and Southern Fried Rock Show, do we have a date on that yet, Utah? Somewhere in February or is that late January?
We do. It's the last Saturday in
it's the 26th, I believe.
Yeah, January 26th is where Saturday falls.
Yeah.
So. Oh, awesome. Well, Peter Bees will be the place to be that night. And Justin Wade, we appreciate you joining us here tonight to talk about Woman. We're going to spin that for you and listen in very intently.
You guys, as always, thank you very much, man.
Well, we're very excited again to have Justin Wade on tape now and recorded. And just like Justin did, you can head to the Meat Locker Recording Studio and record your own material to get it played here on the Grassroots Show. We thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio sponsoring our first segment of the show tonight. Going to be visiting with Larry Demas coming up. Larry has been a longtime supporter of local music. You'll see him at open mic nights. You'll see him at local concerts, events, supporting local scene. And he's a local musician who actually has had a bit of a late start in life creating music, but has put pen to paper, and it's kind of taken off for him. So we're going to get a little bit of his story coming up here. But as we continue tonight, before we get to Larry, we're going to play a song that is really, I think, simply fantastic. And it shows you the meaning of local hometown connections. You know, Utah, we talk a lot about how giving a lot of the local musicians are, and even our Rock Done Right tour that has been connected to local charities, and how giving the musicians are, anxious to be a part of that, want to be a part of something, put many charity events together themselves. Obviously, we had a terrible tragedy recently in this past year, the synagogue shooting down in Pittsburgh, and lo and behold, a bunch of local musicians came together, nearly 40 different musicians and some very big names, some very well-known names, and maybe some people behind the scenes, too, put together a song featuring these musicians that was being shared to share a message of strength, hope, and recovery, and was dedicated to the innocent lives that were lost and those lives that were forever changed by the incident that happened in Squirrel Hill, and also was a song dedicated to the first responders who put themselves in harm's way. And you hear those stories of the people that ran in without even thinking, ran in to help save people, and obviously did save lives, and and took down a shooter who obviously is now in jail. But they called it Stand Together Pittsburgh, and I think you'll really be struck by this. This is a song in the vein of that what has done been done in the past for Live Aid, and I prefer to think of the Ronnie James Dio put together some hard rock musicians in years past and did some great music for charity as well. But this is a great effort. They call it Stand Together Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and it's now available for digital download. Pittsburgh Musicians Unite is, I guess, what they're calling themselves. And all the proceeds will benefit the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh's Victims of Terror Fund. So you can find that online now and download it. And looks like they have an official music video that was done by Randon Bop Productions.
Fantastic. Let's give it a listen tonight on the Grassroots Show. 97.7 FM.
Disbelief and heartache. Now we're calling out in prayer.
If we
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show, segment two tonight, being presented as it always is each and every week by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. In the holiday season, or you're out about shopping, you know, you always need to plan that route so that if you're heading one direction or the other, make sure that the Rainbow Inn's in the middle of that, because it takes a little stress out of the holiday shopping when you sit down and have a man can special.
It sure does, and you need to make sure and stop in and thank them for supporting local music, for getting this show off the ground, and continuing to be with us this for 6 years now. So yeah. It's awesome.
Approaching 400 episodes now. I mean, yeah. You know, take a little bit of time to get there, but we're well over 300, that's for
yes,
sure.
We're on the way.
That's right. Well, we appreciate the Rainbow Inn and certainly hope that you'll stop by for a refreshingly good time. 323 2nd Street in Freeport for lunch, dinner, and fun, Monday through Saturday, and during Pittsburgh Steeler home games, too. Larry Demas joins us on the show here today, and Larry is, I guess you could say, we'll hear his story, but a bit of a late bloomer in the music world, but is one of the most avid supporters of the music scene here. He's another one of those gentlemen that we can mention and we say out at various events, whether it's an open mic or somebody's performances. He's one of the staunch supporters of local music, no doubt about it. And Larry, we want to welcome you to the show here tonight.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Utah, for having me on.
Larry, the first time I think I ever met you, actually, or saw you, I think it was probably maybe the second or third time that I saw you, but it was one of our band jams way back at Cooper's Lake Campground. And then I recognized you. I was like, I've seen you around before. And we struck up a conversation. And ever since then, you've had the opportunity to see a number of the band jams. And obviously, we've seen you at other events, including some open mic nights.
That's true. I have a friend, Tom Messner, that is a big supporter in the Butler area, and he brings me up to Butler on a regular basis. I live down in Gibsonia, a little bit further south, and tend to go sometimes a little bit more towards the Pittsburgh way, but I definitely enjoy coming up the Butler way as well and hanging out with some different friends up this way.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about your story, because you're, as I said, a kind of a late bloomer. You didn't grow up in this music scene necessarily as a performer. That happened in, I guess you could say, later years for interesting reasons, too.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I didn't know I had a writing ability. Apparently, in school, I had sort of bad grammar, bad use of...
You butchered it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's it. So my grades weren't always very good in English, but apparently I had a creative side that I never really explored. And I was helping my son with a third grade poetry assignment, laid down some words for a poem, and I thought to myself, geez, you've done pretty good.
Yeah.
It was on a Sunday afternoon, so it was a little bit more of a religious-tuned type of poem. And after the fifth one, I started thinking about submitting those to poetry.com and tried that for a little bit and, you know, got about five hits. So poetry doesn't seem to create as much attention as songwriting does. As when I first did my first songwriting, next thing you know, I had 100 hits, you know, because people just seem to gravitate more towards music.
Okay.
Than they do. And really, the thing about poetry and songwriting, there's a little bit of similarities. Great thing about songs, you don't have to actually spell things correctly.
Yeah. I would think if you're posting it to poetry.com, those are some pretty probably intense people into poetry, and they're probably a little more critical of some of the writing.
Yes.
Yeah? So
yeah, my subjects don't go that deep into So
that would be way over my head, for example, exactly. is what I'm referring to. So
So you did your son's homework for him, is that what I'm gathering from this?
Did not actually do it, you know, I was just
inspiring
showing him.
Inspiring.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it was an inspiration.
There might be an asterisk by his grade now after this show airs, you know.
Yes. Well, the beauty of that is I do think on a third grade level, so it was perfect for a third grade assignment.
Well, around this table, you're going to fit right in, so don't worry about that. That's a cool story. But that struck it. Now, how did you take that poetry and convert it into music? I mean, had you played any musical instruments growing up at that younger level, or did that trigger that as well?
Fifth grade, I had a quick bout with trying to learn how to play the drums, but no. Actually, my daughter inspired me. She was learning how to play the piano. Mm-hmm. She actually wanted to take piano at Pine Richland in her senior year, but it was all booked up and she couldn't do it. But I was trying to play the piano, pretty frustrated at that. I work at a paint store, and I was telling a story to a painter friend of mine, and he sold me my first guitar, a Yamaha. And that's the one that I have up on the wall with all the autographs on it. And I believe you autographed at Utah. Yeah. So the likes of B. Taylor is on here.
All right. But so some local musicians
right,
on there. Yeah.
Donnie Iris and Joe Grushecki.
Awesome. Nice.
Amongst many others that I've met at Open Stage. And that's the most wonderful thing about doing music. Not so much about yourself. It's actually sharing and going out and visiting other people that are doing the same thing that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I contribute that to Tom Messner, who's another fellow that I met at the Pine Richland Community Days. And he's out there with his camera taking some pictures and El Dorado Band, what happened to be the feature that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of introduced me into that, and that's how I started doing the video camera. I turned the video camera out and started going to see bands and started to take pictures, and that's how I got more interested and more involved in the live music scene, that's for sure. Open Stage was a big part of that as well.
Yeah.
Just right down in Gibsonia at the Gateway Inn.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's where I met you.
And I'm sure that
Gateway
is.
Gateway open mic there through yes. George Fisher.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fun community to see that all come together and the different connections that are made. You know, you'll see maybe a few people at the same mic nights all the time, but it's amazing to me to see the different musicians that will pop up to different locations at times as well. And I think that just shows you the love that everybody has, or maybe the passion everybody has in sharing their music and being a part of that, and I think celebrating others too.
Absolutely, yeah. Celebrating others is a big part of that. And I know I've heard a lot of people say, you know, watching somebody grow as a musician and somebody grow as a songwriter is a big part of, you know, taking advantage of that. And that's one of the wonderful things I get to see a little bit of is some of the young performers coming up in open stages. I go to a couple of them that are underages, and that's always inspiring. I didn't realize that Pittsburgh area, actually all western Pennsylvania really, because of schools like Carnegie Mellon and Duquesne University, we have quite a musical influence in our area.
Yeah, in a wide variety of aspects too, which is cool.
Yes.
So, well, Larry's going to play some songs for us here tonight. And first song we're going to play is My Sweet Jenny. You're going to do that live in the studio. Give us a little background to that song, if you would.
Well, it's from the love of the song, you know, with the famous telephone number, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You guys all know
867-5309.
That's okay. Right. That's right. And, you know, I would say the video, the song was always something that I enjoyed. And for some reason, I wanted to do something around the name Jenny. There really isn't a specific person that song was modeled after,
okay.
Or a love relationship that song was modeled after. But so it's one that just came about. Like most songs, you're playing the guitar and you come across a little piece that you like and you fit some words into it. And next thing you know, you got yourself a song. So
a little ditty about My Sweet Jenny.
That's right.
All right. He's live in the studio with us tonight. It's Larry Demas on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7.
If Hey, my sweet Jenny, oh, my sweet Jenny, she took all my money, left me without a penny. And my sweet Jenny, oh, my sweet Jenny, she took all my money, left me without a penny. Yeah, she took all my money, but I don't need a penny, 'cause she gave me good lovin', it's good enough for me. Such good lovin', it's good enough for me. My mind's still burning, it's good enough for me. My body's still hurtin', it's good enough for me. Hey baby, can't you see? You mean everything to me. Well, I got no one to turn to, got no one to run to, got no one to hold on to, got no one to love me do. Like when I had you. Well, my sweet Jenny, oh, my sweet Jenny, she took all my money, left without a penny. And my sweet Jenny, oh, my sweet Jenny, she took my money, left without a penny. But I don't need a penny, no, I don't need a penny, 'cause she gave me good loving, it's good enough for me. Such good loving, it's good enough for me. My mind's still burning, it's good enough for me. My body's still hurting, it's good enough for me. Hey baby, can't you see? You mean everything to me. Well, I don't need a penny to make myself happy. All I really need for you to come back, Jenny. Oh, won't you come? Come back, Jenny. Oh, my sweet Jenny. Oh, my sweet Jenny. You're my sweet Jenny. Oh, my sweet Jenny. Well, my sweet Jenny. Oh, my sweet Jenny. My sweet Jenny. Oh, my sweet Jenny. If I could climb these walls, make my escape. These four walls only recognize my name. Then she came, and everything changed. Then she came, walls are rearranged. Some say love feels like the healing rain. You feel warm, you feel cold, feel no pain. Tear down these walls you build inside your brain. 'Cause you can't run, you can't hide from the love train. Then she came, and everything changed. Then she came, walls are rearranged. These four walls, they'd rearrange. These four walls, they'd rearrange. Then she came. Then she came. Then she came. I could stare at these walls sometimes for days. These four walls sometimes feel like my cage. If I could climb these walls, make my escape. These four walls only recognize my name.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Welcome back to our grassroots show here tonight on our visit with Larry Demas. He's our special guest. This segment brought to you by our friends at Bros's Super Rent. They are high in the hill, right on the price, right at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street in Butler. And I've been seeing they've been doing, I don't know if anybody's a fan of rice balls, but they had a friend creating some rice balls that they've been selling up there, and they do that a lot. You can find some unique things that are not only made by Bros's Super Rent, but made by some other community members and chefs in the community, some dessert kind of items. You never know what you're going to find, so pop on up, and I encourage you to get on their Facebook list or email list, because they have weekly specials each and every week, usually some cheeses, some sausages, pork-related items, roasts, steaks, chicken, you name it, and they can do it all at Bros's Super Rent, so stop on up and check them out. They're open Tuesday through Saturday for you, and they love local music, and we love local hometown businesses, especially ones that create good things to eat. And don't forget, as we turn our attention now, later this month, to Christmas, they do some great Christmas hams. So get up there and get one ordered so that you have one on your table to share. Courtesy of Bros's Superette, sponsor of our show here tonight. And Larry Demas with us. We just heard two songs from him here in the studio, My Sweet Jenny and also Four Walls. Larry, give us a little background on where that song evolved from.
Well, it may not sound exactly like a holiday tune, but in effect it actually is. I have a friend of mine that tends to hibernate a little bit over the holidays and may even have a little bit of depression issues on occasion. And okay. that song actually was written around that. It's a little bit of a coincidence that you kind of barricade yourself into a room, your bedroom or what have you. But at the same time, you kind of barricade your mind as a little bit too. And that's mm-hmm. actually what that song is about. And the holiday season's coming up again.
Yeah.
And it's another one that I explored just on the guitar and playing a little run, kind of like a little rundown and fit the words to it.
And there it was.
There it was, yeah.
And that might resonate with some people this time of year, where they grab onto that, because this can be a tough time of year for a lot of folks that maybe aren't surrounded by family. And, we sometimes get our through those times, those trying times, by sharing music and listening to music. So
that's true. The music is a center of joy for really just about anybody. You don't have to look too hard, mm-hmm. and you can escape a little bit of the reality of your day-to-day.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. So the music part of that, and we talked about you being sort of a late bloomer in music. You picked up that first guitar later in life. How did you learn it? Was it just a matter of you banging around, or did you know, did you take some instruction, or did you just kind of figure it out?
Well, I had some advice from a neighbor of mine who happens to be he was a music instructor at St. Richard's down in Richland Township.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he says, Larry, he says, you could take lessons. He says, but most people get frustrated in the first year and give it up. He says, the trick is fall in love with playing it first. If you do that, you can take instructions later, get a little bit more rigorous involved, learning, you know, the proper techniques, he says. But if you fall in love with it first, then you'll always have it. So that's his advice to me.
Okay.
His name was Jim, lived across the street from me, just a little on the diagonal.
Uh-huh.
He has moved away since then, but his message to me has still lived on. So
it resonated.
Yes.
Good advice.
Yeah, that is.
So I was 44 years old.
Okay.
Picking up a guitar playing, so that's...
Even though you're a late bloomer, though, you're pretty prolific. Haven't you written like 3,000 songs? it's a lot. I know it.
You know, almost up to where you guys are, somewhere between 300 and 400. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of them don't have music to it because I'm not that prolific as a musician, as it's still in the stages of learning. Most musicians that even have been playing since they were 7, 8, 9, or 10 will tell you that they're still learning.
Yeah.
So it's an ever evolving process. Yes.
Well, I would think, you know, being if you're a musician, it's like anything else you do. You're always learning. You want to, you know, if you fall in love with it, as you say and recommend,
right.
You have that desire to continue to hone that and develop it. And I think, you know, Utah's played music for a lot of years. I think any other musician out there listening is going to want to get better at what they do and seek that advice or whatever falls into their lap to help them in that process.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously when that pen took to paper for you, it really has taken off. I mean, you found something that just opened up another piece of your mind and your abilities.
Yeah, apparently. The first song I wrote that was, I would call original, mm-hmm. I was driving through the four pit tunnels. And happens that, you know, all of a sudden that spark of energy just kicked in because the radio went dead, of course. This is quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore
when
you drive through the four pit tunnels.
But the songs that haven't been written now.
Right. You can still lose GPS signal on your other devices, but the radio stations somehow live on throughout the tunnel. But, so that was kind of neat. Before that, I was basically a copycat person. I kind of wrote, what's that called, where you write over top of a song and you fit lyrics into a song. You know, the...
It's not plagiarism. But...
No.
Karaoke.
Yeah. They have a line for that.
Yeah.
There was Al... Yankovic was very good at doing that.
Yeah, parodies?
Yes,
right.
The parodies,
okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Right,
I follow
right.
You.
So that was actually how I started, and, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, original melodies started popping into my head, and which is why I knew I was trying to play the piano, but unfortunately the fingers just didn't want to work on the piano keyboard, but they seemed to work on a guitar.
Okay.
So,
all right. So now you've evolved some of this music. Have you found an outlet to share it outside of maybe open mics and performances? I mean, do you have anything up on social media, Facebook page, Reverb Nation, or anything like that where people can discover some of this?
Yes, actually, besides Facebook, which is the main platform that I use, I'm on SoundCloud, on Reverb Nation. But on Reverb Nation, I use LD Songs, which happens to be like... when I was a member of NSAI, Nashville Songwriters Association, that I was using the name LD Songs under that, so I opened that up. But under Larry Demas, I'm under SoundCloud. So when I share it to Facebook, you know that you can see those different links on YouTube. I'm under Larry Demas, Facebook under just Larry Demas. Okay. Yeah, so
all right. Do you still get out to some of the open mics and perform regularly?
Oh, most definitely. Just went out yesterday morning to an acoustic brunch, which was a great time. It's kind of nice sometimes when they're not too crowded. And since I got to play a little bit later in the morning, the Steeler game had already started. The crowd sort of, you know, faded out.
Yeah.
But I got to play four songs, and I got to rehearse those songs, which is one of the most fantastic things about open stage. You can bring a new song in, try it out, see what needs to be changed in it, because the writing process is one that never stops. You may finish a song, but then you may say, well, I could always go back and revisit that and maybe tweak it a little bit better, you know, do something else to it.
Yes. You know, that's been kind of a theme we've run into with some of the guests that we've had in the studio in recent years, either somebody that has completely taken a song that they had done maybe 15 years ago, re-recorded it, and it was a whole different avenue, or it was one that was just laying around and they went back and picked it up. You know, it's funny how that song connection is made by the person that has written it and kind of sticks with you. That's a neat concept, I guess.
Oh, definitely. I have notebooks full of, partial songs.
Yeah.
Songs that I'd consider myself a lyricist more than anything.
Yeah.
Musicianship is still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Notebooks after notebooks filled with with the words, and you know the words all look the same, but you know they're constructed a little bit differently for each song. So.
Well, any musicians out there that have writer's block right now, maybe Larry can help, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Or drive through the Fort Pitt Tunnel and turn your radio on.
Neat stuff. Well, Larry, it's a pleasure to visit with you here today, and we appreciate you sharing your music with us here on the Grassroots Show here tonight. And you're going to do a couple more. Tell us, first of all, about Inside Outside.
Inside Outside was basically a lesson in the strumming pattern of trying to sound a little bit like a Johnny Cash strum.
Okay.
And just keeping it rolling, you know, keeping that fingers going.
Right.
Three chord song, like a lot of older songs are.
Yeah.
It's not too complicated. There's actually just a little round and round thing that happens in the chords from E to G to A and back to E again. So, I kind of played on a lot of those words, up and down, round and round, inside, outside, and came up with that song idea.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, man, you hear, I mean, it's funny how you hear some of the great musicians, you know, those Hall of Famers like a Johnny Cash, and the moment you hear the first notes, you know, it's like a Ray Price. You hear that shuffle beat, but Johnny Cash, you know Johnny Cash when you hear Johnny Cash, and, you know, listen to the great lyrics that then follow that, you know, it's impressive. Follow that up with Runaway Tonight. Tell us about that.
Our Runaway Tonight, it was a little bit more of a trying to put a few more chords into a song.
Okay.
That's for sure. There's a couple more going on there. And there's a little change up that occurs for the G to A to D to A. And then the beginning of the song is C, A, and D, A. Even though a good bit of the song is just that strumming on the A chord. It's a lot of fun to do something different, where there's a that little bit of the chord change up in between the lyrics.
Okay,
and that's primarily what that one's a little bit different than the former Inside Outside. Those changes are going on within the song. And Runaway Tonight, it's in between the words.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen in, listeners, and you can detect the differences and see if you can pick it out yourself.
That's right.
So, Larry Demas, great to visit with you here tonight.
Thank you again, Bob, and Utah.
Sure, I'll see you at an open mic.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I know the Shady Lady, Peter B's Christmas show always comes up at the end of the year. That's a fantastic place to go to.
Well, it's less than 3 weeks away already, so.
Yeah.
Get down to it.
It is.
All right. Well, and Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year too, Larry. It's Larry Demas with us tonight, Inside Outside, Runaway Tonight, back to back on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Doctor says there is no cure, can't find a pill at any store. Said you love sick, that's for sure. My prescription is go get some more. Girl, I'm going round and round. You got me going upside down. Got me going inside out. Got me going inside and outside. Inside and outside, totally gonna lose my mind, 'cause totally can't decide, should I run, should I hide. Girl, you got what I need. My heart's on fire, my soul's on speed. Got double vision guaranteed. Dreaming about the dirty deed. Hey, girl, I'm going round and round. You got me going upside down. Got me going inside out. Got me going inside and outside. Inside and outside, totally gonna lose my mind, 'cause totally can't decide, should I run to you, should I girl, you got me hypnotized. My love for you can't be denied. Time for me to realize. Gonna roll the dice. Get snake eyes. Yes, girl, I'm going round and round. You got me going upside down. Got me going inside out. Got me going inside and outside. Inside and outside, totally gonna lose my mind, 'cause totally can't decide, should I run to you, should I hide? Oh, yeah. Doctor says there is no cure, can't find a pill at any store. Said you love sick, that's for sure. My prescription is go get some more. Knees, you're so high. Somewhere there's a rainbow built for two. We gotta get away, just me and you. Gonna leave this town, turn it upside down, get a one-way ticket, run around. So come on, girl, let's blow this town. Let's run away tonight. Let's run away tonight. Wanna hold you till the morning light. Let's run away devil for you. Live on rock and roll, penthouse food. Well, maybe I'm dreaming, but I still got you. So let's keep running, keep it true. Gonna leave this town, turn it upside down. Get a one-way ticket, run around. So come on, girl, let's blow this town. Let's run away tonight. Let's run away tonight. Wanna hold you to the morning light. Let's run away tonight. Jet plane ain't ever coming back here again. Let's run away tonight. Let's run away tonight. Wanna hold you to the morning light. Let's run away. Let's run away tonight. Let's run away tonight. Wanna hold you to the morning light. Let's run away tonight.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lots of reasons to get out and see and support local musicians in the month of December. Something tells me you might find a little holiday bash while you're at it, including Friday, December 7th. It's a Pittsburgh Christmas with James Buckley and friends at the Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, December 8th, it's the Needs Hotel Band at the Fox Chapel Racquet Club for the Pittsburgh Optimists Holiday Bash and Toy Drive. And then you can catch the Needs Hotel Band the following Saturday, December 15th, at the Teamsters Temple Auditorium. It's the Needs Hotel 77th Annual Christmas Party. On Monday, December 10th, it's a Night of Hope at the Butler Arts Center featuring Washboard Tony. Between 7 and 9 p.m., stop by for some great music. Join Jennifer Lynn Baker at North Country Brewing for an open mic night on Tuesday, December 13th. And The Remedy, Zone 8, and Screaming for Echoes will be at Peter B's on Saturday, December 15th. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, mark your calendar for Friday night, December 21st. It's the Shady Lady Annual Christmas Party, an acoustic open stage jam at Peter B's in Sarver as part of their customer appreciation celebration. Yeah, there will be an acoustic open stage. It's open to all, so mark your calendars now for December 21st. And happy holiday season from all of us here at the Grassroots Show, courtesy of Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We thank them for their support of local music tonight. And we thank Larry Demas for joining us tonight, along with Justin Wade and the big announcement surrounding the Justin Wade Band and the debut of the newly recorded Woman tonight. We appreciate Justin checking in along with Larry visiting with us and sharing his music in the studio here tonight. And again, speaking of sharing music, can't stress it enough. Send us your information a couple of weeks ahead of time. We would love to advertise where your band is playing out and about. Send it over for our concert calendar at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Same site to get us your Christmas music. If you're out there and you have done something or are going to do something and going to be able to get it to us within the next couple of weeks here, we have an all-music Christmas show coming up on December 23rd, and we'd love to include your song, whether it's original or a cover. So get those to us. And here we are, December, and I know you just heard on the concert calendar the big event that Shady Lady does every year, just kind of a celebration and a way to thank all of those local musicians and people involved in this local music scene, Utah.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. We partner with Peter Bees, and they do their customer appreciation celebration at the same time, and we started an open stage, acoustic open stage, around 6 in the evening, and they put food out, and we just open it up to all the musicians and anybody who loves music to just come through the door and enjoy, you know, what all this area has to offer. And it's always a lot of fun, and you reconnect with a lot of people you maybe haven't seen in a while, or get introduced to some new ones. So it's a good time.
If you ever wanted to sample the local music scene, this is a night to be at for sure. From start to finish, it's amazing to see the people that walk in that door and hop up on that stage to share some of their music. And it's obviously a tip of the cap to both Peter Bees, who hosts local music, live local original music, and of course Shady Lady Productions for all you do, Utah, you and your company, in supporting the local music scene. I think you see that respect back and forth.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite nights of the year for sure.
No doubt. So again, mark your calendar for that, December 21st, which will be the weekend of our Christmas music show. It all ties in. It's going to be a
perfect,
glorious and great weekend.
Local music.
That's right. Well, let's get to some music before we go here.
All right. Hey, we got something from Clint Macro out of Cobble Sound Studio. He's the guy that owns that recording studio. We've had him on and featured music from him. A recent guest, Justin Cook. His his whole CD was recorded there, but he put a song out that was kind of inspired by the tearing down of statues that went on across the nation here recently, and he calls it Revisionist Historians.
Revisionist Historians, I like it. We'll follow that up with maybe something a little harder hitting, but tied right in, Temple of Dagon. It's Claymore following that up to wrap up our show, and hey, we'll do it again next week. Right here on the Grassroots Show. You find it every Sunday night at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
From the Honda North Studios. Looked at the calendar lately? Winter's coming.
but you won't mind driving a well-equipped, all-wheel drive and all-new for 2019 Honda Pilot. They're pretty awesome, and we've been stocking up. Browse our selection at HondaNorth.net and pick out the Pilot you want today at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. Seven.
In
7.
I spoke to God today, and she said that Holiday Jam.
Okay, now it's time to reach back into the old fat. Nothing like a good Christmas classic.
The Rock Station.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Are you ready to begin?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Give back your heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself
away from me now. You are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever. Yes, and for always. I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still listening? Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours. You are mine. You are mine.